Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
I have to complain about something real fast. I've never been tortured before.
Oh.
Although I have been to the final taping of American Idol in my life.
Oh.
But I have mosquito bites on my feet right now. Not sure when this happened, but I was outside barefoot at some point and some bitch of a mosquito just had a sizzler buffet on my foot. And because I live in society, I gotta walk around in shoes.
Yeah.
Every single step I am taking right now is torture. Like, I've never been like, you know, some people are like, tickle torture.
Oh, man.
That's kind of like what's happening right now with my feet. And I can't walk around work barefoot. I can't walk
around in here barefoot.
In the studio,
yeah,
I can.
Yeah.
But I can't, like, go get a coffee or go to the bathroom. I would never go to the bathroom barefoot. But
can I be honest? Sure, you can.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In this industry.
No one's going to look down.
I mean, in this industry, the fact that. Kevin, we used to work with somebody that didn't wear shoes.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Now, he didn't wear shoes. Like, that was his personality.
I forgot about that.
But if you... I'm not saying you want to be the shoeless guy.
I don't.
But if you have to every once in a while, it's summer.
Can I explain to everybody why I'm the shoeless guy?
Don't mention it until they look down.
I feel like I got... I mean... I don't know, like, if you guys can even see it anymore.
I don't want to see
it. You can't see it.
It's just on the side.
No, it doesn't matter.
It's all along the arch, and there's one up here, and there's one down here by the heel.
How is this allowed to happen, and you didn't even notice?
Didn't feel it at the time. Didn't feel it until they started to itch. And I wear Vans. I wear Vans with no socks. Don't judge me. I've just always done that. And the rubbing, it's like a mix of tickling and burning. At the same time, it's awful. It's just awful. I was walking upstairs to come to work, and every step I took, I was like,
okay, so people need to text in their mosquito bite remedies.
Are there mosquitoes?
916-909-1065. People have them.
Really?
Sure.
909-1065. I'll bet you've got some old Asian remedies.
Mm-hmm. So I use tea tree oil, or you can use vapor rub or whatever. You slap
like
that on.
Like Vicks vapor rub?
Yeah, you slap that on and then you slap it.
I do feel like slapping it is important.
Yeah, slapping it makes the itch go away.
Or is this just a, let's see if we can get Gavin to hit himself?
No. It gets rid of the itch instead of you scratching it and scarring your skin.
So I don't scratch it.
No, you have to hit it.
You got to smack it.
Yeah. Smack it. The harder you smack it, the less pain or more.
I got to be honest, Kevin, that's not as Asian remedy as I was hoping
for. Like, what were you hoping for?
Tiger bomb or something like that.
I mean, not everyone has tiger bomb at their disposal.
All right, here we go.
Their disposal.
Yes, see?
Yeah.
Not itchy, right?
Okay, now I always recommend...
Okay. You're doing too hard.
I always recommend take your thumbnail.
What a sensation.
Okay, and put it on the mosquito bites and make an X with your thumbnail.
Really?
I have nails, though.
I'll try. Well, I've got enough that I can drive it in.
Make an X.
Okay, there's one side.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I always do.
There's the other side. Really, I'm really digging, by the way.
Yeah, there you go. How's that feel?
That felt better than slapping it.
Okay.
Sorry,
Kevin.
Do you guys ever hear of the one where you pinch yourself somewhere else on your body? Did you ever hear that one?
Whoever told you that was messing with you.
It seemed like something that worked when I was a kid, and it now my body's focusing on that pain instead of
Somebody, whoever told you that was messing with you.
All right, yeah, maybe you're right about
that. It feels
that.
Like something an older cousin tells you, and then later goes back to the other cousins and goes, he did it.
Well, you guys are telling me to slap myself and to put X's on my body.
Oh, like yeah, that's
it's
real.
It's working, yeah.
Like I'm joining a gang or something like that. If anybody else, though, has any mosquito remedies, please text it in, because right now, the rest of my day is going to be filled with telling all of my coworkers why I'm barefoot.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic. It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.